Hello, welcome back to my channel. I know I said I wouldn't waste time introducing myself, but you know what? If that, I am allowed to change my mind. So, here I go. My name is Sarah Mkorongo, aka I Music Criticism, and I make popular episodes about Dream Freaks, of which I would be reading the information from my book, Dream Your Music Label. They can be found on Wattpad, Any Stories, or Better to School. So if you're interested, you can follow this podcast, and if you're interested in reading my book, you can find the book on Wattpad, Any Stories, and Better to School. And oh, it's called Dream Your Music Label. Thank you. Personality. So this podcast seeks to discuss about Cars and his personality. However, these need to have brief background about the album Cars and Effects. According to Wikipedia, it states that Cars and Effects is the debut studio album by American rapper Cars. It was released on October 3, 2014 by Dreamville Records and Interscope Records. Morvet says the album features guest appearances from Dreamville artists and his label mates J. Cole and Bass, as well as Animal and Free A Crit. The production came from Miz, Divenchy, Mike Free, Drummer Tone. Now, this podcast will focus on the evidence found in album songs as well as evidence found on J. Cole's album 2014 Forest Hills Drive. Now, let's look at why Cole mentioned Cause and Effect on his album 2014 Forest Hills Drive. He mentions the album on the last song, Note to Self. According to Genius, it states that Cole takes the time to thank and show love to each and every person who took part in the album. This is shown in the lyrics where Cole said, "Cause Dark House in Effect is a motherfucking classic, nigga. I've been riding my back through Manhattan, listening to that shit, man. I've been living with that shit for like the past 4 days. I finally got a chance to slow down. That shit is a classic, my nigga. Congratulations to you, but don't give a fuck what it sold." J. Cole is clearly proud of Cars for making the album Cars and Effect, hence proving that Cars is talented as a rapper. Moreover, it says, "We don't give a fuck what is sold," is making reference to Cole not caring about how much the album was sold. This proves that the music label Dreamville is not all about making money, but helping artists like Cars to see their potential in the music scene. Hence why they're like a family, you know, helping each other, releasing music, and enjoying themselves making music. Yeah. What makes it interesting is the fact that Cars is one of the youngest artists signed to Dreamville Records. According to Mike Filson on Dream 14, he stated that Cars is only 21 years old after settling into the album. Well, while some of us are still at college, suffering with assignments, you know, but hey, life isn't a competition. So anyway, the fact that Cars was only 21 years old When he was signed to Dreams Records, clearly shows a lot about him and his personality. He was not afraid to follow his dream as a rapper, hence he is a go-getter. This proves that no matter how old you are, nothing can stop you from achieving your dreams. So, because of the mentality of, you know what, I'm just going to release my music and, yeah, follow his dreams. Most of the evidence about Kaz and his personality is shown in the album songs. So, the track list: number 1, Dreams; number 2, Come Get It; number 3, Cody Mac; number 4, I'm the Man; number 5, Knock the Hustle; number 6, Western Avenue Slaves featuring Animal; 7, Murder; 8, DKBU Interlude; number 9, LSN featuring Free Acrylic; number 10, I Need That featuring Boss; number 11, Know That; number 12, Knock the Hustle Remix featuring J. Cole. What is the reference of the title of the album Cause and Effect? Let's look at the lyrics, Come Get It. This is Sean Wade said, yeah, cause and effect is an effect. You get affected. From my point of view, I believe what I was trying to say, his album will make you wanna listen to his rap music. As in, it will influence you to know more about him as an artist and influences you to listen to his album. So, this shows a lot about Kaz and his personality. He's the type of person who is confident in his music and he's not apologetic about it. Come Get It discusses the city of Los Angeles and takes a look at it beyond the commercial aspect of Hollywood. This was stated by Genius. What is the album Cause and Effect all about? According to Mike Filson on his music review about Cause and Effect, he states that Cause and Effect articulates his struggles, most sincere dreams, and honest opinion on everything from living with moms to wasting time chasing sex and an earnest desire to help his family and community. So yeah. It's an authentic album. From my point of view, this clearly shows a lot about Kaz and his personality. Kaz is the type of person who doesn't let anything get him down. As he mentions his struggles on the album Cause and Effect, he cares about his family and community as he has an earnest desire to help them. He is also the type of person who is honest, hence he doesn't beat around the bush, but gets straight to the point. There are various songs in the album that show a lot about Kaz and his personality. One of them is the song Dreams. According to Genius, it states that this single also helped Kaz get signed to Jago's record label, Dreamville. He spoke with Hot New Hip Hop about his day and how it felt to get signed. It is, I'm still taking in. It's still brand new for me. The fact that I've never dropped nothing else, and like you said, Cole digs it. It's crazy. On the song, he mentions his dreams of being rich. Shown in lyrics where he said, I always had dreams of being rich, huh? Mama never thought I'd make it this way. From the lyrics, he seemed to have achieved that dream of being a rapper. Hence probably why his mom never thought he'll make it that way. This clearly shows that the album mentions a lot about Kaz and his personality. In this case, he's a dreamer who doesn't give up. Never. He never gives up. The song Cody Mac reveals a lot more about cars. According to Genius, it states that Cody Mac is one of Cars' alias and comes from his real name, Cody Osaji. On his verified annotation, he said, "I also go by Cody Mac, which should have been my primary rap name because my uncle has been calling me Cody Mac since I can remember. Females call me Cody." This is why the song Cody Mac reveals a lot more about Cass. The song Knock the Hustle is one of the important songs in the album. According to Genius, it states that this was the song that made J. Cole want to sign Cass to his dream label.
Conclusion. The album Cause and Effect mentions a lot about Cause and his personality. Cole gives a shout out to Cause and his album on the song Note to Self. This proves that Cause is talented. Cause being one of the youngest artists signed to Dream for Records proves that he's a go-getter. Songs like Dreams, Come Get It, Cody Mac, Knock the Hustle, and Knock the Hustle Remix shows that Cause is a confident rapper, a dreamer, who doesn't let anything get him down. So, that's the end of my podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can follow if you did. So, I'll see you next time. Bye.